Good afternoon, excellencies, distinguished participants, and ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to be here. It is not planned, occasion. So it is inadvertently. I saw met Nicholas at the Singapore Maritime Week, and then I invited to give a few words. Since I left the IMO end of 2023, I enjoyed a lot, hard times and tough times, particularly talking about the environment issues. However, once I left London, it's actually a privilege for me to enjoy more free time. With that free time, I could have more opportunity to listen to other speakers, particularly private sectors. So it is a very important a time for me to understand more about the private companies and the private sectors about certain key issues, including climate change issues. I would like to take this opportunity to express my deep appreciation to industry. Particularly in my time in 2023, there was a unanimous support from member state and the industry to adopt 2023 midterm decarbonization strategy. So I believe which could give some better certainty, not only member state, to industry as well. So there was a very unique achievement which was a unanimous support, supported adoption of a strategy within UN system after the Paris Agreement was adopted. While I'm attending the Singapore Maritime Week, many people talking about the immediate issues, which is definitely decarbonization. Based on the 2023 strategy, this year is a critical time for IMO member state industry to adopt midterm major by the end of this year. But there are some challenges. Many people talk about challenges, not only about technological area, but also world international geopolitical aspect as well. What I'm talking about. However, based on my observation so far, since I left London, I think there will be another successful story based on collaboration and cooperation of member state industry as well. There was the element how the IMO member state together with industry overcome difficulties until IMO adopted the 2023 strategy. That was, I believe, a certain collective leadership, not led by a single individual countries. There was collective leadership among member states together with industry representatives, finance, shipyard, repair, bunkering, etc. All worked harder toward a certain collective leadership. So with that in mind, I believe this year IMO definitely will succeed to adopt the midterm measure by the end of this year. Next month will be a meeting and followed by the end of this year. So there will be a success meeting. If it is the case, how we set up again, establish the collective leadership? I believe based on my observation and experience that they should be based on trust and the commitment. Trust among member states, advanced countries, developed countries, etc. The trust building should come together with the commitment of member state and the industry. As you did before for the initial strategy adopted in 2018 and then the midterm strategy adopted 2023. There was trust building and commitment. And then, those one led to collective leadership. With that, I really optimistic with those element together with the excellent leadership of the IMO membership and industry and the current IMO secretariat led by the IMO secretary general, my successor, the Arsenio Dominguez. So I believe there will be a successful outcome in the end. Today I heard from ITF. ITF also declared to support, you know, all these kind of things, the decarbonization and the market-based measure, economic measure as well. So very positive. So everybody on board. There is definitely some challenges. However, I believe in all the players together, we have to break through all difficulties, challenges, as expected by the end of this year. So with that, I'm very pleased to be here to give a few words to this distinguished audience. But I'm looking forward to your contribution to the successful outcome by the end of this year. And finally, I personally express my deep appreciation to industry, private sectors. You are working hard based on regulation adopted by the IMO, how to materialize into reality. This is your role from private sector. I really appreciate your hard work. So I wish you all the best and the prosperity in the future. Thank you very much, Nicholas. Captain Ling, thank you.